an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 25 January 2018. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, you're talking about DNA, and I'm of the good fortune to have an identical twin sister, so we have been blaming, you know, each other for everything all of our lives, so if it's DNA-oriented, they can't prove it, right? Fortunately, neither one of us have a criminal mindset, so we haven't really gone through the criminal system, but I would bet that they couldn't prove anything unless it was a fingerprint, right?
You know, I am not quite sure if your DNA matches exactly hers, or there might be little doppelgangers or traces in either one of your bodies that would indicate otherwise. I'm not an expert on it. Fingerprints, yeah, most definitely different. And if there's a difference in the fingerprint, then I would ask the obvious question, is there a difference in the DNA?
Right. Well, it might be worth a shot. You can try it. It's been fun having an identical twin sister, but I'd throw that out there because, I mean, you know, sharing the same genetics and all.
Well, yep. As long as that's the only thing that you share, that would keep you out of the argument bin, wouldn't it?
I mean, John, we even sound the same on the phone. I used to answer the phone when I would be at her house. I'd answer it, and her husband would talk to me like I was her. And I'm like, no, this is Rhonda. This isn't Renee, my sister.
That was one of the things I was thinking about when I said the term sharing. You know, for giddy ha-has, twins have gone out to try to fool their spouses, and it goes a little bit further than what they have planned.
Right?
Yeah.
He would start talking, and I'm like, no, stop. Wait, don't, no, before you get any further. This isn't Renee, this is Rhonda. So I just thought I'd share that with you. We sound identical on the phone. So I don't know.
That's a good question. If I ever have a DNA expert on, I'll remember the question to ask.
Right?
All right.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. Thank you. On the different types of DNA, the shed type of DNA, that says leaving traces of our identity practically everywhere we go. Forensic scientists use DNA left behind on cigarette butts, phones, handles, keyboards, cups, and numerous other objects, not to mention the genetic content found in drops of bodily fluid. In fact, the garbage you leave for curbside pickup is a potential gold mine for this sort of material. All of this shed or so-called abandoned DNA is free for the taking by local police investigators hoping to crack unsolvable cases, or if in the future scenario depicted at the beginning of this article is any indication, shed DNA is also free for inclusion in a secret universal DNA databank. Now, what this means is if you have the misfortune to leave your DNA traces anywhere a crime has been committed, whether you were there 24, 48 hours, doesn't matter. You've already got a file somewhere in some state or federal database. Albeit it might be without a name, there's still a file started. As Forensic Magazine recently reported, as officers have become more aware of the touch DNA's potential, they're using it more and more. Unfortunately, some police have not been selective enough when they process the crime scenes. Instead, they have processed anything and everything at the scene, submitting 150 or more samples for analysis. And by the way, when you send this off to a lab, this ain't cheap. Even old samples taken from crime scenes and cold cases are being unearthed and mined for their DNA profiles. Now, today, helped along by robotics and automation, DNA processing, analysis, and reporting takes far less time and can bring forth all manner of information, right down to a person's eye color and relatives. Incredibly, one company specializes in creating mugshots for police based on DNA samples from unknown suspects, which are then compared to individuals with similar genetic profiles. Gee, folks, they get your DNA and it matches some mug that say that's maybe a murderer or a serial rapist or a serial murderer. And they do this rendering from your DNA and just happens to match your face. Wouldn't that present a complication in court? Having already used surveillance technology to render the entire American populace potential suspects, and let's keep something in mind here, folks. It is more often than not, about 90% of the time, that you're considered guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And that flies in the face of the jurisprudence in this country, that you're innocent until proven guilty. See, this is why we had to have presentment of evidence to a judge, not just little blank warrants, rubber-stamped warrants laying around that, we're required by law to have paperwork, so here it is. No, it's a presentment of evidence, and if the crime is serious enough, it should be put in front of a grand jury and not run by the prosecutor like he's the head guy in a three-ring circus with the whip and a top hat. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Long ago I used to give blood at the Red Cross until I found out how crooked they were. Mm. But it's been more than 20 years since I gave blood, but even back then they started asking you for your Social Security number and tying your blood donations to your Social Security number. And, you know, I'm sure anybody gives blood through the Red Cross or anywhere else, you know, if they go to these blood banks or something, you know, they...
Well, that would, you know, there is another obvious DNA collection point. If years ago you had to give your Social Security number and personal information, imagine now they have your name, your address, your phone number, your Social Security number. They've already got the required information in which to track you down. And I'm sure that would be used as a bona fide, that you go into a blood bank someplace, give your name, your Social Security number, and then they draw your blood. They would automatically attach that DNA to that Social Security number in your name.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting.
And what about at the hospital? When they draw blood or anything.
Yeah. You know, it always amazed me that whole blood and plasma is used extensively. But most people have donated blood. They don't do this to make money. But I often wonder what the hospital charges. And I've never seen any billing for this. Maybe my friend down in Florida can tell me this. But the blood that you might have a transfusion at, say, a local hospital, emergency room, whatever the case may be, I'm sure they don't give you that blood free of charge, that you're actually charged for it. And I wonder how much the markup is.
Yeah.
It's just one of those thoughts that just went through my head. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all I had.
All right, Sherry, thanks for your call. It's amazing what pops into my mind. It's just, you just can't shut it off. So now we are all suspects in a DNA lineup until circumstances and science say otherwise. And no longer can we consider ourselves innocent until proven guilty. And as I said earlier, of course, there will be those who point out to DNA's positive uses in criminal justice, such as in those instances where it's used to absolve someone on death row of a crime he didn't commit. And there's no denying its beneficial purposes at times. However, as in the case with body camera footage and every other so-called technology that is hailed as a check on government abuses, in order for the average person, especially one convicted of a crime, to request and get access to DNA testing, they first have to embark on a costly uphill legal battle through red tape, and even then, they're opposed at every turn by a government bureaucracy run by prosecutors, legislators, law enforcement, and prostitutes. I threw that in there myself, sorry. Now, what this amounts to is a scenario in which we have little to no defense against charges of wrongdoing, especially when convicted by technology, and even less protection against the government sweeping up our DNA, in much the same way it sweeps up our phone calls, emails, and text messages, and your TV watching you. By the way, the issue came up about smart appliances the other day. I started nosing around a little bit on these television sets. It is almost like these TV manufacturers. You notice the price of these TVs? They've come way, way down. Remember not too many years ago, you could get a good-sized plasma set, you'd spend $2,000, $3,000. And then they came along with the LED sets, but they were still kind of costly. And like everybody in the electronics consumer section out there, they just had to have the latest and greatest. You might buy a TV set for $2,000, and 6 months or 8 months later, it's like a half of that. But what these guys are making on these television sets, you're going to be shocked by this. They're working with a 4% profit margin. That's what I just said. 4% profit margin. Folks, if you own a business, could you operate on 4% profit off of your main product line? I would venture the guess, no, you couldn't. And you'd be a damn fool if you did. Because the only thing you'd be doing is working hard to keep yourself in debt. Well, wait a minute. 4%? Why does that sound attractive to me? Because I'm always zero or negative here at the network. So 4% sounds like a lot to me. But it's true. Now, these smart TVs, collecting data. And isn't it great that you can get your email, you can get your phone calls through your TV set now? Yeah, all these wonderful little technologies. You want to surf the internet, and that TV there is just raking in the data. And where's that data going? And who does it belong to? If it's mine, and I make the proclamation it's mine and you can't have it, can you buy it at a price? Meaning the people collecting the data, of course. Shouldn't I be able to charge? You know, if the hospital sells a pint of blood and it was given to them for free, shouldn't I make something off of that? I know. You'd have people going there in bad economic times selling their blood. There's a downside to everything. Now, if there are no limits to the government officials being able to access your DNA and all of that it says about you, where do you draw a line? Or can you even draw one? As technology makes it easier for the government to tap into our thoughts, our memories, our dreams, suddenly the landscape becomes that much more dystopian. With the entire governmental system shifting into a pre-crime mode aimed at detecting and pursuing those who might commit a crime before they have an inkling, let alone an opportunity to do so, it's not so far-fetched to imagine a scenario in which the government agents, FBI, local police, whatever, who knows, the guy wearing a badge down at Walmart for all I know, target potential criminals based on their genetic disposition to be a troublemaker, or their relationship to past dissenters. Equally disconcerting, if scientists can use DNA track salmon across hundreds of square miles of streams and rivers, how easy will it be for the government agents to not only know everywhere we've been and how long we were at each place, but collect our easily shed DNA and add it to government's already burgeoning database? As always, there will be these voices, well-meaning certainly, insisting that if you want to save the next girl from being raped, abducted, or killed, then we need to give the government all the tools necessary to catch these criminals before they can commit heinous crimes. If you care for somebody, you're particularly vulnerable to this line of reasoning. Of course, we don't want our wives butchered, our girlfriends raped, our daughters abducted and subjected to all manners of atrocities. I get that. But what about those cases in which the technology proved to be wrong, either through human error or tampering? It happens more often than what we're told. For example, David Butler spent 8 months in prison for a murder he didn't commit after his DNA was allegedly found on the murder victim and surveillance camera footage placed him in the general area of the murder taking place. Now, conveniently, Butler's DNA was on file after he had voluntarily submitted it during an investigation years earlier into a robbery at his mother's home. The case seemed cut and dry to everyone but Butler, who proclaimed his innocence, except that the DNA evidence and surveillance footage was wrong. Butler was innocent. Moreover, despite the insistence by government agents that DNA is infallible, New York Times reporter Andrew Pollack makes a clear and convincing case that DNA evidence can, in fact, be fabricated. Israeli scientists fabricated blood and saliva samples containing DNA from a person other than the donor of the blood and saliva. They also showed that if they had access to a DNA profile in a database, they could construct a sample of DNA to match that profile without obtaining any tissue from that person. I'll leave it to the Israelis to come up with that one, eh? The danger, warned scientist Dan Frumkin, is that crime scenes can be engineered with fabricated DNA. Well, there it is. Now, if you happen to be the kind of person who trusts the government implicitly and refuses to believe it would ever do anything illegal or immoral, then the prospect of government officials, police especially, using fake DNA samples to influence the outcome of a case might seem outlandish. Yet as history shows, and as I make clear in my book, Battlefield America, The War on American People, the probability of our government acting in a way that is not only illegal but immoral becomes less of a question if and more of a question when. Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al.
Hey, John. Hello, John. That's what I was kind of worried about, too, when you was talking about DNA, them collecting it, was how easy it would be to plant. But I do remember also that they have to put a stabilizer in the blood to be able to, you know, to preserve it. So I don't know if that would show up. And it's all about.
I hope it isn't mercury. I hope it isn't mercury like they use in vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, in the sample, you know, what they keep for the DNA, I guess. But anyhow, the reason I called was I was listening. I'm sure it was on your network there, and I think it was either your friend in Florida that's in the medical field or the one that used to be a police officer was talking about that blood, how they get it, and they pay $7 or $8.
Are you talking about John Moore?
You know, I don't remember exactly what show it was, but they was talking about the Clintons, how they was involved in it, and they was making so much money off of it.
All right. You hear that music? I got a break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
DOJ study. Gun control laws won't work because criminals get their guns illegally. Max Slavo over at thestuffhitthefanplan.com. That's shtfplan.com. It took the United States government, Department of Justice, an entire study dedicated to gun use and criminals to figure out what logical human beings have already understood for decades. The result of their own study found that gun control laws will never work because criminals will never use legal channels to obtain guns. According to Fox 5, the findings based on the 2016 survey of prison inmates discovered that about 1 in 5 or 21% of all state and federal prisoners reported that they had possessed or carried a firearm when they committed the offense for which they were serving time in prison. The survey released by the DOJ this month declared that criminals, unsurprisingly, rely on the black market for their guns. Wow. According to the study, an estimated 287,400 prisoners has possessed a firearm during their offense. The findings concluded that 6% had stolen the weapon, 7% found it at a crime scene, and 43% obtained it off the street or on a black market. More than 25% had received it from a family member or a friend or as a gift. This is not the first time the government Democrats and gun control zealots have been made to look like a fool by their own studies. Gun-owning Democrats who demanded a study into the sale of guns online were smacked with a dose of reality. They wasted 2 years attempting to buy guns illegally on the dark web, and a group of Democrats failed every single time. Senator Elizabeth Warren joined the Senate Brian Schultz, Democrat out of Hawaii, and Representative Elijah Cummings, Democrat out of Maryland, to commission the GAO report. An embarrassing attempt to try to regulate guns further went horrifyingly wrong when the department took it upon themselves to try to skirt the law to prove it can be done. Over the course of 2.5-year investigation, agents tried to buy firearms illegally on the surface web and the dark web, generally by sharing their status as prohibited individuals or trying to buy across state lines. These studies prove nothing more than the government's incompetence and unnecessary intervention into the lives of everybody else. Private gun sellers did more to prevent violent crimes than the government's own laws did. The ruling class is continuing to prove that they're no longer a necessary evil. Only 1.3% of all prisoners obtained a gun from a retail source and used it during their offense. The DOJ's study stated, moreover, among the prisoners who possessed a firearm during their offense, 0.8% obtained it at a gun show. But all the hype and all the stuff that's thrown around, all the high power rhetoric and the fear. Keep your hands off my itty bitty and definitely keep your hands off my gun. Because if I politely ask you to get your hands off my itty bitty and you're not entitled to it, that's when I go get the gun. This has a creepy factor to it, folks, as if most of the stuff that I've discussed over the last 90 minutes has not been creepy enough. Here's the question. Are we eating our children? I know that might sound like the dark, dank Middle Ages of France or something when they had to resort to cannibalism or otherwise starve. Or this isn't a Hollywood remake of an incident alive. Remember when the, I don't even forget what they were, but some sports team crashed on a mountaintop and they resorted to eating the bodies of their dead compatriots to stay alive. What would you do in a situation like that? You've heard of people that were trapped, had no water, or dehydrating very badly, drinking their own urine. Well, if you ever get in a case, a situation like that, folks, here's one little thing that might console you. Your urine is sterile. So if you're ever in a position, you got to drink your own urine. I myself would like to have a few ice cubes in it. Thank you very much. But it is, and I wasn't aware of this. It is actually sterile. If that's the case, why does cat pee? You're a pet owner, Sam. Why does cat pee in a cat box stink so bad? If it's sterile, I wouldn't want to be around when it's putrid. It's bad enough as it is. All right, when we get back, I mean, seriously, folks, this one will curl your nose hairs. Dave Dobermeyer, man, he agonized over this one. He even says so in the body of his article. He says, it was difficult for you to hear, but it was even more difficult to write. I understand I'm reporting difficult things. Had to do it yesterday. Had to blow a little whistle on Donnie. But I look for the day that Donnie douses the Federal Reserve and we all can back to the project of making ourselves great again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. By the way, Sam the man has been sitting in for Michael that's been on hiatus. He's usually the guy that produces my show. He will, Monday, you'll be working the morning shift, Monday through Friday. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Well, a week from now? No. No, Monday. You'll be doing morning shift because Mike will be back. Oh, that's right. You got to create a hole before you fill it, don't you? Duh. Hey, it's Friday, man. Give me a break here. But at any rate, Dan will be leaving us next week. He's been with me since he's 18, and I think he's 30 now. So what is that, 12 years working for the network? He's a kid that, as a kid and a young adult, any parent would be proud to call a son or a son-in-law or a relative or a family member. He will be missed. He will be missed. Do I have a caller there? Okay. Are we eating our children? Dave Tobemeyer. He said, this one was not an easy one for me to write. It might even be more difficult for you to read or hear, as I'm going to let you hear it. I know we all run the risk of simply laugh off what I'm about to share with you. I am edgy. I get that. People accuse me of being crazy, harsh, conspiratorial, but anyone who reads my thoughts knows that I don't pull any punches. Well, I'm going to swing hard today, and I'm sorry if the punch to the gut makes you a little bit sick. I wish there was a softer way to inoculate you from the lies, but the truth and sunlight are the best disinfectant and usually is the best thing to use to lighten your path. I pray you're sitting down while you hear this. Have you noticed recently how much mankind has changed? I don't mean the clothes we wear or the latest fashion trends, but the actual physical changes that you see in people around you. Have you noticed how fat people are? Don't you see the rash of cancers that folks all around you are developing? Autism is rampant in the young. Haven't you noticed the blending of the sexes and how some men are becoming so much like women and some women are becoming so much like men? Have you noticed how many people are unable to think? I just don't mean think. Everybody's able to think. Perhaps reason is a better term. Have you noticed how many people believe things just because they saw it on TV or the internet or from some teacher? Maybe it's just me, but I'm thinking something physically is going on here. People are changing. That's right before our eyes, and we can't process it. Perhaps you should stop listening now. The consequences of what I'm about to posit to you may be more than you're willing to accept. Far be it from me to bust open the protective cocoon in which you currently live. Ignorance may be blissful, but it's also very destructive. Ignorance is deadly. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Yeah, you've been warned. Is it possible that many of our health problems which we are dealing with are a direct result of the fact that we're eating our own children? Think about that for a second. Now that you probably got all kinds of unpleasant visions in your head. In sworn testimony in a deposition of Dr. Stanley Plotkin, where he admits under oath that aborted baby parts are used in production of vaccines, it's hard but necessary to understand the dark arts at work in the medical industry. By the way, you can watch that interview in the body of the story if you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and go to the story, Are We Eating Our Children? You can watch the actual testimony. So it's no longer a conspiracy theory, it's a proven theory. Aborted baby parts are experimented on and used in vaccinations designed for human beings. You ever heard of DNA? Is it possible to alter the DNA of one human being by the introduction of another human being's DNA into one's body? Do you know that studies now show that it's possible a woman maintains within her body the DNA of every man she ever had intercourse with? Oh yeah. Planned Parenthood didn't tell you about that study in sex ed class in your public school, did they? The thought of that is earth-shaking, gives new meaning to the paternity test. But it's worse than that, much worse. Abortion is big business, and the government is actively involved in the promotion of research involving the use of fetal tissue. And that's the term, the nice term they use for aborted babies, fetal tissue. Doesn't that sound nice? Ever wonder where they get that fetal tissue? And what they might be using these aborted children for? Why food supplements, additives, sweeteners, and other things that human beings ingest? Yep. Ingest is another slick term for the word eat. I didn't finish at the top of my class, but I was pretty good in English, and I believe that ingesting fetal tissue would be classified as cannibalism. Just in case you don't like my tinfoil hat, dictionary defines cannibalism as the act or practice of eating human flesh by mankind. Yeah, we're eating our offspring. I often hear the refrain from pro-cannibalists, how does my abortion affect you? It's none of your business what I do with my body. Except it does affect me when I swallow little Susie's DNA in a soft drink. You are what you eat. Remember that phrase? I wonder what we become when we eat the DNA of another human being. Could that explain the big-butted women I see when I go to Walmart? Is it possible that sexual choices of some may have been altered by who they had for lunch? Maybe there's a genetic reason why the average person isn't able to process information. For those of you who are still listening and still maintain the ability to process thoughts, you might find the following very enlightening. Did you know that artificial flavors are often the result of aborted baby tissue? Oh, yeah. Enjoy a Pepsi or a Gatorade while you listen to it. There's a list of products in the article. And I'm going to click over to that right now because I'm very interested to see what products he's talking about. And it looks like I'm going to have to dig. Here we go. And below is a list of products that contain hex cells. And a hex cell is human embryonic kidney 293 cells, often referred to as HEC 293. 293 cells, or less precisely as hex cells, are specific cell line originally derived from human embryonic kidney cells grown in tissue culture. This is a list of products that contain hex cells. All Pepsi soft drinks, Sierra Mist soft drinks, Mountain Dew soft drinks, Mug root beer and other soft drinks, No Fear beverages, Ocean Spray beverages, and you thought they were just cranberries in there, huh? Aquafina water, Aquafina flavored beverages, Double Shot energy beverages, Frappuccino beverages, Lipton tea and other beverages, Propel beverages, Sobe beverages, Gatorade beverages, Fiesta Miranda beverages, Tropicana juices and beverages. At this time, we're formally boycotting PepsiCo products. However, many have asked us for the list of other companies involved with Sinomix and what products are involved. Unless we know a certain product or a brand name specifically, we intend to boycott all the company's products. Nestle products, they include all coffee creamers, Maggi brand instant soups, bouillon cubes, ketchup sauces, seasoning, instant noodles, Kraft and Cadbury Adams LLC products, Black Jack chewing gum, Bubbaloo bubble gum, Bubblicious bubble gum, Chiquettes, Clorets, Dentine, Freshen Up gum, Sour Cherry gum, Sour Apple gum, Stride and Trident, Cadbury Adams LLC candies, Sour Cherry Blasters, Fruit Mania, Bassett's licorice of all sorts, Maynard's Wine Gum, Swedish Fish, Swedish Berries, Juicy Squirts, I don't even know what half of these are, Original Gummies, Fuzzy Peach, Sour Chillers, Sour Patch Kids, and Mini Fruit Gums. Wow. Vaccines containing HEK cells and the manufacturers. Vaccines containing in the MMR2, that's from Merck. ProQuad, MMR, and chickenpox, that's Merck. Verifax, chickenpox, again from Merck. Pantacil, that's polio, plus DTAP, plus the HIB. Sanofi Pasteur, Havix, that's the hepatitis A, that's from GlaxoSmithKline, Twinrix, hepatitis A and B combo, that's also from GlaxoSmithKline, Zostafax, oh, you've seen a lot of commercials, that being the stuff that they are telling you that you got to take for shingles. And that again is Merck. Imovax for rabies. The list goes on and on and on. So folks, not a joke here. If they're willing to keep putting mercury in vaccines and shoot them into babies to cause autism, do you think what Mr. Dobemeyer is referring to is outlandish tinfoil hat stuff? I don't think so. Here's a simple question for those of you that can still think. If a cow eats poison and you drink the milk from the cow, is it possible that the poison the cow ate may be passed to you through the milk? What about drinking an ocean spray with a little bit of Susie floating in it? I know. Someone else's abortion doesn't have any impact on your life. What's the big deal if you're sucking down your buddy's grandbaby's DNA? At least the drink tastes tart and it's sugar-free, right? Some of you still don't believe what I'm saying here, and some of you are oblivious to how Americans are being changed. But if what is being talked about here is bogus, can somebody explain to me why President Trump just issued a ban on fetal tissue research? For those of you who don't take the time to read the article, just let this quote sink in. The NIH spends about $100 million a year of its $37 billion budget on projects that involve fetal tissue. The tissue is used to test drugs, develop vaccines, study cancer, AIDS, Parkinson's disease, birth defects, blindness, and other disorders. For much of that work, scientists say there is no substitute for fetal tissue. And again, wonder where they get all the fetuses from. Yes, my friend, abortion is a big business. Follow the money. Not only are Planned Parenthood and their ilk profiting off the backs of unborn babies, they're turning the rest of us into cannibals. Isn't it comforting to know that another woman's abortion doesn't impact me? Didn't Charlton Heston warn us in the movie Soylent Green? I think that he did. Let me see if I can pull that clip up real quick.
You don't understand. I've got proof. They need proof. I've seen it. I've seen it happening. They've got to tell people.
Tell them what?
The ocean's dying. Plankton's dying. It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
Wow. Another short one. Let me see if I can get this in before the break. Microsoft now conspiring with pro-Monsanto front group NewsGuard to censor all anti-GMO news on mobile devices. This comes from Natural News. Microsoft has just unveiled its plans to partner up with NewsGuard, a startup company bent on censoring the World Wide Web, disguised as an app that helps users weed out fake news. Now, instead of being an app that users can choose to download, Microsoft will be incorporating the technology as an integrated feature of their mobile web browser, Edge. If you use the cell phone to surf the web, Edge might not be the best choice, unless you enjoy being spoon-fed leftist propaganda by a neocon corporation that's tied to Monsanto. As if blatant censorship of conservatives across the social media wasn't bad enough, Microsoft and NewsGuard are now conspiring to suppress all kinds of information, ranging from conservative news organizations to scientific literature, exposing the dangers of genetically modified organisms. Wow. Well, let's see what Donald Trump does. I haven't talked a whole lot about the government shutdown, but it's going to be open for about 3 weeks. And he backed off the deal. Instead of leaving the government shut down, he's giving them about 3 weeks to come up with a plan for border security. But there is no money in this funding of the government for the next 3 weeks, not one penny for the wall. going to break here soon. Soon, the man says. Soon. Didn't he want $12 billion at first, and then he got down to $5.5 billion? We'll be back.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the Karoo, the trailer, and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite. Made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's got to be one of the most recognizable songs ever. It's an imminent front. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hi, John.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you, this is quite a show, a big show today. Like for Ed Sullivan, a really big shoe.
A really big shoe.
Yeah. John, you did say that 2019 was going to be a major political year. Possibly a very dark year.
Oh.
And just with what you've highlighted so far, on the one hand, Donald Trump does well with the fetal research ban. And like you said, he turned around and you said he signed Rapid DNA Act.
Yep.
And this sort of thing, this going back and forth. But what's really dark suddenly, not just the arrest of Roger Stone and without a Mexican standoff, if you will, the opening up of the government for the next 3 weeks. The man coming up after you will probably talk about this as what he's going to bargain for in the next 3 weeks, and it could be. It could very well be. But when you look at everything that you've highlighted here and what Mark Anderson at the American Free Press is reporting on, what's dark to me is comments I'm hearing like, who's really running the government? Donald Trump announces troops out of Syria. Bolton, he's not elected. He comes out there and starts talking about stipulations before we move troops out. Yep. Pompey today. Yeah, Pompey acting like the president, getting out there saying in Venezuela, we got no darn business down in Venezuela like this. Uttering threats like a Sicilian don. That's what these people are acting like. They haven't really lost power. And now the arrest of Stone, I don't think that this could be an accident, that this happens on the same day. So I think you are right. And the announcement of going after the Bundys recently. This is a very dark moment. It could also be the light at the end of the tunnel, John. Many of the good Vietnam vets that showed up out at the Bundy Ranch and other great patriots see this as a last stand. Wouldn't it be something if Donald Trump himself, seeing this, as he did call upon the bikers there in Cleveland, at the Republican convention, maybe he would come out and do a rally on the Bundy Ranch. Mm. Or maybe we have to wait till his second term to do that.
Well,
if he can get in there.
If we can squeeze it in right after he goes after the private corporation known as the Federal Reserve, that's my Christmas wish for 2020.
There you go, John. And that would be a great Christmas wish. He is listening. And it wouldn't be surprising to me at all if Don Trump Jr. listens to this network. They're definitely listening to Ann Coulter. Whether they're acting on it or how they go about acting on what the real patriots are saying remains to be seen. But they are doing some good things.
Yeah,
they are. They're still standing.
See, and this still is standing. This is why I have a hard time, Ed. I'm in this uncomfortable position knowing that. And I report on it. I'm not holding it back. When I see Trump doing something that he shouldn't be doing, I report on it. But as but as you've said, you know, when the guy, what's the old biker's saying? When I do wrong, nobody forgets. When I do right, nobody remembers. All right. Hey, Ed, out of time on Friday. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new year. And with the new year, the new day, new week, new month, we're always at odds with how to pay the bills to stay on the air. Please, this year, I hope you made this your New Year's resolution. You probably didn't even think about it. But how about this year supporting this network for what it is worth to you? And I hope it's a lot. Thank you for being here today. We'll see you Monday.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The preacher.
country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.